Armadoxy for today, the schmoozer. Did you ever think we'd talk about a schmoozer or the art of schmoozing as a daily message? The word schmoozing implies disingenuous feelings, a type of insincerity. We say schmoozing is done by politicians to attract more votes. Interestingly enough, Jesus turned the schmoozer into the hero of one of his parables. Here Jesus talks about an insincere, unjust, and dishonest manager who is entrusted to be in charge of the finances of his boss. He was the steward over his boss's affairs. As Jesus tells the story, the manager, a crooked man, was found guilty of stealing from his employer. We read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, that when the steward knew he was about to be fired, he schmoozed his way into making friends so he would have a place to go after being fired. He took the employer's assets to do the schmoozing. Interesting. You would think that his boss would be even more upset after these negotiations. But Jesus turns the situation around. The master, Jesus says, commended the dishonest steward because he acted shrewdly. And the justification, Jesus continues, for the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than the people of light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so when it is gone, you will be welcomed in eternal dwellings. Now, you're not alone if you're confused. In fact, something as disingenuous as schmoozing becomes a norm for this person, and he is commended for his behavior. He is applauded for his shrewdness. Jesus is telling us that while we are here in this world, we need to use the tools that are given to us. We must find the language of this world to better understand one another and function together to communicate so that we can implement and do the work that is necessary. Of course, confusion can arise because it sounds foreign based on our prejudices. That is, we are conditioned to believe that religious individuals do not opt for worldly means. In common terms, this doesn't sound religious. But that is the beauty of what Jesus is teaching. Sadly, the religious community of Jesus' time, as well as of today, wrongly places its emphasis on a life to come, forgetting that our life here is one of beauty, one that needs to be cared for, and one with which we need to interact. Today, we know that there are many problems in this world. There are wars, famines, injustice, and an absence of peace on every corner of the planet. On a very personal level, we know of disease and illness. Relationships have gone awry. Families are being destroyed by our materialistic desires. Drugs are coming into the lives of our children and wreaking havoc. All these things Jesus tells us are real. Don't think you can avoid them. However, he gives us the tools to deal with our real problems. As you overcome problems that you are facing using the tools and talents that God has given you, you begin to see the big picture and your place within it. You have the tools to do anything, even bring about peace. This life is what God has given you. Do not look beyond it. Do not look at something to come. That will happen. The life to come is in God's domain. Jesus tells us not to worry about tomorrow, but deal with the now. Set your mind on God's kingdom, and all else will come to you, he says. How else do you think Armenians survived all the perils throughout their history? God has given you everything you need to make it and make this the beautiful life that He intends it to be. Our prayer today from St. Nessa Schnorrady. Grantor of mercy, grant that I may come to you with true faith, with good works, and the communion of your holy body and blood. Have mercy upon your creatures and on me. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.